the book Romans, part 21. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, or have a question, or need to see, share something with me, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, as I will give it now. Or otherwise, I have a Bible available, the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version. That's the 1860 version of the Bible that Dr. Joseph Brion Rotterdam has translated. And that's what we have. We have it in our hands. Immaterial what other people say or think. I don't have a case with it. We have the Bible, and this is what it says. And that's why, according to that Bible, we have aligned our lives in the ancient Hebrew sacred names, as it was before the Roman Catholic Church in the 16th century has corrupted everything. Actually, not only in the 16th century, already in the 2nd century. If you are interested, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, it's plus 27 international code 0722-367-124. Go to my website, as on the above here, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are about to participate in the study. You are so very, very welcome. Go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very, very important, in order to subscribe to the channel, to be able to receive the different studies that we are currently busy with. There's a couple of very interesting studies, and also our TikToks, Monday to Friday. Send this link to your friends and families, everybody that matters. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and notepad ready. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following groups or people: any Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Sacred Name people, the Yah Movement, the Jehovah Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists. We don't belong to any church denomination or organization, whether it's Protestant or Catholic or whatever. We are only a Bible study group, and we're functioning through the internet worldwide. As I said, we are using the 1860 Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible, the one that Dr. Joseph Brion Rotterdam translated. In that Bible, the name Jesus is originally Yahushua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. If we want to know more about these names, we are busy with a study currently. We have moved on for quite a time already. What is your God's name? Just go on internet, type in my name. What is your God's name? And you will see the start from part one. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the name of Yahushua. We have to continue where we left off on Friday. The book of Romans chapter 1 verse 20. Now, as we're going to start this morning, and it's going to get very sensitive. It's a very sensitive matter that we are dealing with here, because it affects a lot of people in the world, in different families, even today. That's why we don't want to be insensitive, but we pray that Yahweh will reveal through the Ruach HaKodesh and speak to everybody as you wish. And again, I want to say, just remember one thing. According to the word, there are not small sins and large sins. Sin is sin. And that is going to keep people from heaven. Romans 1 verse 20. For the invisible things of him. Now if you read your 1611 King James Bible again, in this one verse, there's three or four times that they should have used capital letters, where they use small letters, to give different degraded meaning to what is said. for the invisible things of him. That H must be a capital H, because that is Yahweh Almighty, which is God, according to the 611. For the invisible things of him, Yahweh Almighty, or God, from the creation. Creation should be a capital C, because this is where everything started, the creation, where Yahweh created heaven and earth. He says, from the creation of the world are clearly seen. You can see it because it's happening around us. Being understood. To see something and understand is something different. If you see a Lamborghini, a blue Lamborghini coming past, you are visibly, you see the Lamborghini. But to understand, to understand, that you cannot afford it. You can't even, well, I can't afford the services of that car. You know what I'm talking about. So, to see something is to understood or understand. And this is what's important. If we can see and understand, he says, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even his eternal power. Now, even his, small letter, who is he talking about? Talking about Yahweh Almighty, capital H. Eternal, capital E. Power, capital P. His eternal power. You can't get it better. And Godhead. Why did they put Godhead with a couple of G? And all the others were small. Even his, just starting with his. How can they do it? Look at my fingers. Through the revelation word of Yahweh Almighty, so that they who are ungodly are without excuse. I want to read this scripture continuously. For the invisible things of him, Yahweh Almighty. Let me start over again. For the invisible things of him, capital H, that's Yahweh Almighty, and for other people, 611, God. From the creation, capital C, of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. So we see the things, which has he made? The heavens, the stars, the Milky Way, people, trees, everything around us, fresh air, all the things he did, is we can see it and we can understand it. By the things that are made, even his, capital H, eternal, capital E, power, capital power, and God it. Look at my three fingers. Through the revelation word of Yahweh Almighty. So how is all these things came to in existence? He spoke it. Go to Genesis 1, verse 1 to till chapter 2. And when after he rested on the seventh day, he still created. He still created. Because after Adam and Eve was sent out of the Garden of Eden, he created different plants. The word says so. So what does he say here? He has created in Genesis by just speaking, and everything was there. The sun and the moon and the stars and everything was there. He spoke it. Even in Genesis 1:26-29, he just speaks, and these people. He says, let's make man in our image. He didn't use his hands. He spoke it. Man and woman. He told them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth. That's not Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve came centuries later, millenniums later. Then he made Adam, Genesis 2, 7 and 8, with his hands, and blew in his nostrils the breath of eternal life. The Genesis 1 people didn't have that. Where did Cain got a wife after he killed his brother Abel? Yahweh sent you to the land, not in the east, to go and get a wife. Where does it? Oh, the church says it was his sister. Sister, living in a land by herself. Where did the land come from? Who built the land? One woman. You know, sometimes you think that one woman can do everything, but it's impossible. And then he said to Yahweh, Cain, while I'm on my way to the land in the east, in land not, the other people will find me and kill me. Who's the other people? Oh, his other sisters and his other brothers. That's what the church tells you. No, no, no. That's the Genesis 1 people. That was spoken, the word made. That's where you get in Genesis 6, verse 1 to 6, where you get the giants. It's the seed of Adam, and it's the seed of the spoken people. Two different bloodlines. And together, they create giants. And that's why we had the flood 2,000 years later, is to get rid of these giants. Because everything they worked in their minds, the Bible says, was filthy and it was bad. Go read Genesis 6, the first 12 verses or so. So it says here, I'm going to continue, for the invisible things of Him, Yahweh Almighty, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. Now I'm saying, through the revelation word of Yahweh Almighty, now it continues, so that they who are ungodly, he's talking about people, so that they, that's the scripture, who are ungodly, are without excuse. So the sinners are without excuse. This is why Yahushua has not come yet. He hasn't come for his bride yet. Why not? The lost has to be found. They have to hear the word. They have to repent. Being immersed in the name of Yahushua. Becoming part of the bride of Yahushua. I pray that through this teaching of this study, that some way people will open their minds, not their hearts. Their heart doesn't function. That's a blood pump. Their minds, their minds, open it so that the Ruach can take possession and accept Yahushua as their Savior and Redeemer. He says, by the things that are made, even His eternal power in Godhead, through the revelation word of Yahweh Almighty. We need the revelation word. That's why we are doing these studies. And I'm breaking up every word as we continue. So that they who are ungodly, doing different sins, participating in different sins, are without excuse. Why? Because we have the Ruach HaKodesh in us. We are from the bloodline of Adam. We have the breath of Yahweh within us. That's why when the mothers brought the children and the disciples hindered them, Yahushua came and said, hinder them not, because unto them belongs the kingdom of my Father. What is that? They have the breath of Yahweh. They haven't sinned yet. If they die, they go straight to heaven. Whether they baptize or not baptize. You don't baptize children because they do not have sin and they don't know anything about repentance. Mark 16 verse 16 says, repent and be baptized. Repent. What does it maybe your child knows about repent? So what we do through the revelation word of Yahweh, so that they who are ungodly are without excuse. There's no excuse for the sinners. That's why we need to preach and teach this revelation word, timely and untimely. That's why we spend all the time, myself and Pastor Rika, my wife, we spend all these hours in research, preparation, making the videos, sending them out. Hallelujah. What a privilege do we have to preach this gospel of power unto a lost world, unto a sinner's world. People are seeking for answers in the time that we are living in. They don't have the answers. Things are happening around us. There's wars and rumors of wars and everything. The word says it shall be so. So that they are who are ungodly are without excuse. Go read the scripture. This is why Yahushua has not come yet. Why? Because the lost has to be found first. So what happens? Myself and yourself, we are obligated to preach this gospel of salvation unto a lost world, timely and untimely. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.